I dare you to stop around and dedicate the next 6 months of your life exclusively to your goals and your goals only. Don't announce it to anyone. Don't tell people on Instagram about it. Don't tell anybody. Just disappear, do the work, and reemerge in 6 months a different person.
You have to disappear. You stop announcing every move and start building something that speaks for itself. Disappearing means doing the work. It means doing the work in the dark. It means building in private what you don't need to prove in public. It means doing the work when no one's watching. You stop worrying about what people think and start valuing what you believe.
People cannot ruin what they don't know, so keep it private. The fewer people who know, the fewer people who can interfere. When something is private, your goals, your happiness, your relationship, it becomes a sanctuary. No outside opinions, no unnecessary drama. So privacy gives you peace, but on the contrary, when you share everything, it invites judgment, it invites commentary, and people start comparing things. But maturing is realizing, enjoying life without filtering through everyone else's reaction is such a peaceful thing. When you're working on something important, a dream that you have, a plan, keeping it quiet protects your momentum. So talking about it too early can distract you. Let your actions speak when it's ready, not before.
For me, the worst way in life, the biggest way in life to fail, is to let my know what you want to do.
Never let them know.
Never let them know. So when I disappear, you know I'm doing something. You know I'm doing something.
People cannot attack that which they do not know. Stay low key. A lot of us guys are eager to tell the world about every minor detail in our lives, including how much money we're making. Stay low-key, man. There's no need for people to know everything. How much money you currently have in your bank account. That's dangerous information for people to know. So keep your money quiet, your finances.
And you have to realize that not everyone is rooting for you. Some people might smile to your face but secretly hope you fail. But there is strength in being unpredictable. When people don't know what's going on in your life, they can't form opinions, throw shade, or use your story against you. You stay in control. The most beautiful things in life, love, growth, healing, or just personal breakthroughs, they deserve to be nurtured in a quiet setting. And by doing that, you protect what matters most to you, because some things are meant to be sacred. So just keep it private. Protect your peace, nurture in silence, because people cannot ruin what they don't even know exists.
People only root for people who don't need it. Once you've already won, people are like, he's amazing, he's so good. But like, that's the time when you need it the least. And so you always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else and that's not where you want to be.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody, because you're going to be so obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. But if you want to go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you do, you've arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the gym at 1 o'clock in the morning? You just got through doing an op for 13, 14 hours at the Ranger School, man, at the gym. What is wrong? You will never understand what is wrong with me. And that's why I'm so glad you don't. Because I'm in the right spot. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive where people are like, what the is wrong with this guy? I don't want to talk to you, man, because you're not going
to
get it.
Your vision not going to make sense to everybody else. That's why you shouldn't tell people what you got planned. You want to know what happens when you tell people your plans? They start giving their input in. They start telling you, bro, I don't think you should do it that way. I don't think you should do this. I don't think you should do that. I don't think you can win doing that. They don't see what you see. As soon as I stopped announcing, I started moving so much faster. When I stopped seeking validation, when I stopped seeking support, help, when I learned how to just move, bro, I became a monster. I became dangerous.
You buying a new car? Shut your mouth. You buying a new house? Shut your mouth. Getting married? Shut your mouth. Going on a holiday vacation? Shut your mouth. Going to do a course? Shut your mouth. Got promoted? Shut your mouth. 99% of the time, the reason that your dream's not coming true, when they supposed to, it's because we open our mouths too soon to the wrong people at the wrong time.
Be quiet in 2025. Don't tell your mom about your goals. Don't tell your dad. Don't tell your cousins. Don't tell your girlfriend. Don't tell your friends. Don't tell nobody shit. Just execute, bro. Work in silence.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We need to speak on it. If you're going to do this, just do it.